This is Fresh Air. Rockcritic Ken Tucker has a review of Send Aid, the first solo album by Chuck Cleaver, one of the leaders of Wussy, the critically acclaimed cult rock band from Cincinnati. Cleaver has described Send Aid as 10 songs about joy, pain, sorrow, regret, fascination, wonder, etc. Ken says it can stand with the best of anything else Cleaver has done.
As often as not, Chuck Cleaver treats his singing as though it were something that needs to be buried in feedback, double-tracked into a dissonant echo, or obscured by backing vocals from keyboardist John Hoffman and longtime bandmate Lisa Walker. Nevertheless, Cleaver's singing on his new solo album, Send Aid, is wonderfully expressive. Listen to the way it emerges from the gleeful, intentional mess of melody that is the song Terrible Friend.
If it looks like a mountain, it's probably a mountain. If it looks like a hole, then it's probably a hole. If it looks like a mountain, it's probably a mountain. If it looks like a hole, then it's probably a hole. I don't know why you're sitting next to me, 'cause I won't be there in the end. Along with all the other things that I will never be, I'm a terrible friend.
Cleaver starts off Send Aid with Terrible Friend, probably because with its vehement stomping, fuzzy vocals, and full-throated lyrics, it's the song that most quickly takes you into the sound and mood of this entire collection, which is not called Send Aid by accident. In song after song, Cleaver is asking for help, admitting defeat, begging to be forgiven or to be left alone. In the song called Mess, he's a guy who wants to communicate with someone he loves, but who also knows that as soon as he does, he's going to regret it. His main job as a leader of the band Wussy, Chuck Cleaver writes or co-writes much of the band's material alongside Lisa Walker, who also helps out a great deal in the better voice department. Wussy songs can certainly have a rough sound, but in general they're more elegantly played and produced than the music on Cleaver's solo project. But that doesn't mean I'm enjoying Cleaver's stuff any less. I love the song Bed, with its lonely guy musing about getting old. Cleaver recently turned 60, and its line about that lonely guy sitting in a room, listening to Patsy Cline sing I Fall to Pieces.
If it wasn't blazing summer, to be followed by a rainfall, and after all it came from frozen weather that hasn't yet begun to fall.
While the lyrics of all these songs are pessimistic whenever they're not despairing, Cleaver sounds like he's having such a good time being downbeat, you end up feeling comforted, warmed, upbeat. It may be that the whole collection can be summarized in one paradox tucked into the song Flowers and the Devil. The couplet goes like this: I'm so happy that I found you, I can't stand to be around you. Like so much else Chuck Cleaver has to say, who among us has not felt that way about someone we love?
Ken Tucker reviewed Send Aid by Chuck Cleaver.